confidence you can count on doesn't just happen, it's built. I've seen it in action working with a pro golfer where the changes went far beyond the course. In this episode, I'll share the three key steps from my signature system that helped him trust himself, back his decisions, and perform under pressure. These are the same principles you can use to lift your game in sport, in business, and in life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I'm coaching a pro golfer at the moment in the finer points of performance around mindset, around identity, around changing the story. And what's really interesting is that when I asked him, we've been working together for a couple of months now, when I asked him what's had the biggest impact, he said the changes in my mental process, but not just in sport, but also in normal life scenarios. So whether it's sport or business or any other high performance area, the important thing is the flow through to your personal life, into those everyday situations where you want to be at your best as well. We've been working a heap on his golf. He's been getting results. He talked about the thing that's improved the most is he's having a more positive outlook on situations and feeling so much more confident. He actually relayed to me in the session today how when he'd get himself into a lead if he was playing match play, he would then sort of think, oh, I hope I don't lose. Whereas now he gets himself into those positions and he knows he's going to win. And that comes from that confidence that he mentioned as one of the biggest improvements. He also talked about how much more he trusts what he does now. So he's not being hesitant anymore. He's making sure he speaks up. He's letting people know how he feels. And how just that being more confident in all areas is leading to better results. Now, how do we get him to this point? So the method that I use is specific for each individual, but there is a number of steps which are repeating. And one of the key things is to know yourself, know who you are, know your profile, know how you operate at your best. Because there's no point in jumping in and grabbing some one-size-fits-all method because it just won't work. And you can go and look up all of these different tools, but unless you know that actually works for you, then you're going to be doing a lot of trial and error, like I did for so many years. I remember listening to my first coach talk about how my first mindset coach talk about how he'd been doing this for 40 years, maybe not 40 years, 30, 40 years, something like that, and how he'd made all the mistakes, and so I didn't have to. And I was like, I kind of get that, but not really. But now, fast forward for me, 12, 13 years down the track, I'm understanding that now, because what he allowed me to do was cut a lot of corners, was to skip a whole lot of steps because he'd learn all the lessons from that. Now, this was specifically around property investing and wealth creation and a number of other things, but really the big thing that I learned was about me being better myself and how to take the right steps. And like I said, he'd made all the mistakes. He'd gone through all the trial and error for years and had fast-tracked the results for me. And so that's my intention for you guys as well, is that how many of these tips are going to fast track your progress. And the most important thing is knowing who you are and how you operate your best. And that's a lot of what I've worked on with this golfer, is this is how you operate and this is how you're going to get the best results and this is how we repeat it. The other thing is that, and he's kind of mentioned that in the information that I passed on before about his response is his change of perspective. He's got a more positive outlook on different situations. He looks at things from a completely different way. He thinks a different way. So his mental processes are different. And some of that is just by changing the story, which again is a big part of what I do, is to get to know what your story is, what's important in your story, what is the part of the story that's working, and then how do we change and rewrite the story, parts of your story that aren't working, that you want to improve. Then we get into building the right habits that are going to work. So you take that aligned action for whatever you're wanting to improve your performance in, whatever you're wanting to bring up your consistency. One of the things working with this young man on his golf is stepping into the high performance state. So in any given moment, you are in a state, how you are showing up mentally, emotionally, physically. And by building some layers and putting some processes in place, you can have a high performance state where you literally just step in to that energy where you are physically, mentally, and emotionally at your absolute peak. Now, there's a bit of work to it. We have to peel back some of those layers, maybe get rid of some of the things that don't need to be there. But by building this state, he talked about how when he steps onto the golf course now, he just feels so confident, and in a way that he hadn't done before. Oh, if I can see what he said. He said he's calmer on the golf course, felt confident, and even after bad shots, he still feel confident. Now, if you imagine navigating your day, or if you're on the golf course as well, but of course these processes and strategies are going to work across the board. If you are going through your day and you're feeling calmer and you're feeling more confident, and even after you have a setback and you make a mistake or something goes wrong, you still have that level of calm and confidence. Could you imagine the difference that's going to make to your day, to your week, to your month, to your year, to your whole future? So remembering, bring it back to knowing yourself. My school motto at high school, know yourself. Didn't really understood what it meant back then, but I do now. And how important that is. Got to know who you are. You've got to know how you operate at your best. You've got to know the areas where you don't do so well. And rather than trying to get these areas up to this level that you'll never get them, it's actually find out what you do well and do it at the best possible level. Create that story. Own your story. Know your story and own it. Change the parts of the story that need rewriting. And then start creating a whole new story for your future. And then, like I said, about aligning your actions and your habits to where you want to go. Because if you're not building habits, if you're not building new strategies, you're not building new habits, and they're not aligned to the direction you're heading, well, you're going to continue to have those moments of feeling inconsistent, knowing that you've got so much more in the tank, knowing that you can achieve so much more. So many of the people that I talk to, that's exactly what they're going through. So you're not alone in it. You're not alone. And it looks like the rest of the world's got their shit together, but they don't. Everyone's working through something. Everyone's got their stuff. You'd find that consistency by going through these steps. You won't know yourself. And I think I mentioned this a few episodes back, is when I go back and talk to clients that I worked with years back, and they tell me just how much all of these areas have improved, how much better they know themselves and what they've been able to put in place, the story that's unfolded since that time. And then what I love is hearing how they've got those habits in place, and they're fitter and they're stronger and they're healthier and they're enjoying their life so much more. Get these steps in place. As always, if you're looking for someone to bounce ideas off, to have someone who can see what you can't see while you're in the moment, then reach out to me. I'd love to have a chat if it's something I can help you with. if it's not something I can help you with, I'll be honest about that too, but I will point you in the right direction to someone that I know can. And yeah, hope to speak to you soon.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.